He didn't say, "Your freedom is causing others to stumble," nor did he outright say it to avoid making them more brazen. But how? Be careful. He scared them, made them feel embarrassed, and persuaded them to renounce such behavior. And he didn't say, "This your knowledge," which would have felt more like a compliment, nor "this your perfection," but "your freedom," an attribute which appeared to hint more of recklessness and stubbornness and arrogance. He didn't refer to it as "for the brothers," but "for those brothers who are weak," emphasizing his accusation from their unwillingness to even spare the weak, and those too were their brothers. Say, for instance, you're not correcting them, nor waking them up. Yet why cause them to stumble and fall when you should be lending a hand? But you're not willing to do that. Fair enough, at least avoid making them fall. Because if one were a sinner, he needed punishment, if weak, healing. But now he is not only weak, but also a brother.